This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Joining us live in the studio, she's a lady who's hosting the inaugural hearing forum, which is about to launch in Melbourne on the 29th of March. Dr. Fiona Enkelman, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Jenny. Hello, Adam.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm pretty excited about this healing forum because I've come to your meditations. I remember I was a wide-eyed spiritual aspirant 4 years ago. I went to Fiona's meditations on a Monday night?
Oh, I've run them on a Monday night, Wednesday night.
Yeah. It was awesome. So your background, you masquerade as a doctor daily.
Yeah, that's a part of my masquerade. One of my many acts. Yeah, I am a doctor.
You've worked internationally. You've worked in Africa, in Nepal. I've been reading up on you. And you had a few experiences over in Africa, which kind of have changed you to develop and shape the way that you are now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Africa was an amazing experience, but it was really challenging. You know, when I first started out being a doctor, I wanted to change the world and thought the best way to do that was to do international work. And so I took my husband over there in 2007 and it was amazing, but I came home with so much baggage of just shame and, you know, those sort of raw experiences, and had no idea what to do with them because we hadn't been trained how to deal with those emotions, how to deal with that sort of grief.
So. See, Africa is a very, obviously it's still a developing country. There's a lot of poverty there, a lot of disease. So yeah. Obviously you would have been confronted with all these things. How did you kind of cope with that?
I just did what I could, really. Like it was, I guess when you're in it, you just have to survive. And I just kept busy and kept at it and ignored it.
Yeah. Try to block out everything.
Absolutely. And that was pretty much what I did for the first couple of years when I came back from Africa, was just ignore how I was feeling and just keep going on, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess as doctors, you're confronted with all this sort of, I guess, very dire stuff and confronting stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I know nowadays a lot of doctors, a lot of medical practitioners are prescribing meditations and a lot more of a holistic view of medicine for their patients and themselves too. Is that kind of what helped you devise this path to the healing forum?
Yeah, look, initially no. Like I came back and at that stage I really viewed anything complementary as being less than conventional medicine. It still, in my opinion, at that time wasn't being embraced. And so I dealt with it just through drinking alcohol. Debriefing with my husband and giving him a diploma in medicine.
Over wine.
Yeah, so it was okay. He enjoyed it. And then I just basically got to a point where I felt really rotten, and my sister suggested to try a meditation and energy healing. And I was like, you're such a hippie. No way. I'm not doing that. Look at me. I'm a doctor. I'm doing critical care. There's no way I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
And yet I found myself heading that direction because nothing else was working. So thank goodness.
Yeah.
And serious question. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, did the lion sleep while you were there?
Perhaps.
It's a Lion King reference.
Do we need to educate you on the Lion King? No, Hakuna Matata.
Thank you very much.
I played the Lion King many times.
Oh, very good. Well, the Hearing Forum is the inaugural launching on March 29th. We're going to chat to you a little bit about that very shortly.
Hi, this is Liz Vassie, and you're listening to Ginny and Adam on Rise Up.
Joining us live in studio is the founder of the Healing Forum, Dr. Fiona Enkelman. Fiona, we've been talking about... thank you for that, Adzi.
Healing Forum. I can't tell whether that's... it says it's an applause button, but I don't know whether it's applause or whether it's rushing water.
Yeah, suddenly I feel compelled to go to the ladies.
Me too.
Fiona, the Healing Forum is coming up on the 29th of March. It's an inaugural event. It's all about health, well-being and healing. How does this sort of differ from Mind Body Spirit Festival?
The Healing Forum is an unconference. I don't know if you've heard of what an unconference is.
Yeah. Sounds fun because conferences bore me.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So basically it's around creating a community of people from all different backgrounds and getting them together and then allowing them or the community to decide as to who's going to speak. And nothing's planned. No speakers are prioritised. People just come along and then present things that they're really passionate about.
So there's meditation, yoga, stories of transformation, where people have healed themselves through diet, seminars. There's all sorts of things happening. It's pretty exciting. So all your journey so far has kind of led to this sort of big event. And what a way to service the Melbourne community. Have you got any guest speakers coming that you can tell us about?
Well, look, I guess as a wellness GP, I get to see so many people who have healed themselves through diet and meditation and yoga, other complementary therapies. And so I've sort of whispered in their ear saying, please, please, please come and share your story, because it's just going to inspire so many other people. And I have a great team that I work with. So nutritionists and amazing, like, naturopaths, amazing chiropractors, osteopaths, other body sort of related therapists. So Five Rhythms, I've been speaking to them. And just really gathering a bit of a team who are coming along to share what they use to help people. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm still a little bit skeptical on the whole thing. Like, you know, and I'll openly admit that when it comes to healing, because I've met some spiritual healers, and I went for a massage once to someone who said, I invoke, you know, spiritual teachings when it comes to massage. I'm like, as long as it feels good, I don't care. They didn't touch me once. They were just hovering over my body going, Zumbare. And I'm like, wow, that's fantastic.
Is that a Zumbare?
That's like
a line from The Lion King.
Zumbare. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, they weren't even touching me. And I'm like, okay, my back still hurts.
I guess that's an interesting experience for you, and I guess we have to...
But there won't be any of that at the...
No. Okay. I'm not controlling what people share. I guess it's really around helping to empower people to decide what's best and appropriate for them. Like, that's really my practice. That's how I practice medicine, is recognising that there's so much that conventional medicine offers, but there's also so much that complementary medicine offers. And how do we help people navigate that? So for some people, going to a spiritual healer like that would be phenomenal, you know? But for others like yourself, you're actually wanting to get touched for a massage.
Yeah. not rudely. But, effectively
understand.
To get the pain, muscle pain away.
Yeah, we have a game we like to play with all of our guests. It's called Ginny's 5 Questions. Would you like to take these?
I would.
You got 30 seconds to answer these. Oh. Your time starts now. If you could invite 3 people to dinner, dead or alive, who would they be?
Albert Einstein, Paramahamsa Yogananda, Shakti Durga.
Can I come to that dinner?
You can.
And can you cook?
Thank I you can cook.
Question number 2, if you were a fish, what would you do?
I would probably swim upstream. I don't know. Maybe I'd swim downstream. I have no idea. This is great.
Question number.
What would I do?
What would you do? Question number 3, what's the best place in the world that you've travelled to?
Perhaps the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Wow.
That was fantastic.
Okay. Question number 4, when was the last time you cried? Very deep question for Breakfast Radio.
Last week.
Yeah. Okay. Question number 5. Who would you turn for?
Who would I turn
Ginny
for?
Ginny Saraswati.
Ginny Saraswati. Oh, I think about you all the time.
That deserves a rushing water applause
that
button.
Does. I need to go to ladies now. Dr. Fiona Enkelin, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to check out the Healing Forum, it launches on the 29th of March. It's thehealingforum.com. Thanks so much
for your time.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.